Well, here we are at the bottom of the hour, and it is a special spotlight time on a Monday morning. And I'm so pleased to welcome two gentlemen that I think we share someone very important between us, and that is the Lord Jesus. So that's first and foremost. And I want to welcome Darren and Jared to KJO's pulpit, we'll call it for right now. And we've been talking off air for a few minutes, and it's just been a joy to get to know both of you gentlemen. And knowing your legacy, too, Darren, is something special, right? So would you, Aaron, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just had that D on my mind for some reason. And then I went, wait a minute. Aaron, welcome back, and you've taken on quite a legacy. Let's talk a little bit about your history before we talk about what we're here to really spotlight today. And you're a preacher's kid.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, that's right.
And you started being born to that preacher family, and your dad pastored a very long time church here that has raised three generations now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And go ahead and give us the handle.
Yeah, our church was founded in 1958.
Okay.
And my dad came here in 1989, and I was 9 years old.
I love it.
And I've loved Grants Pass ever since. I left in 2011 and started a church in Boise, Idaho. Came back 2 years ago in August. And my dad retired. We kicked him out to pasture, and he's enjoying retirement. But he's enjoying all the fruits of his labor without all the work that is involved. Now the work's on my shoulders, so we're loving it.
I love it. You put your pastor out to pasture. There you go.
That's right.
It's all right, Dad. We're loving you right here, right now. Yeah. Talk about your church.
We have a wonderful church. New Life Pentecostal Church is just we're a community church. We're very community minded. And that's one of the things we're really wanting to do is reach out into the community. And a lot of churches, you know, it's just the nature of a church. We get very focused on the four walls. But right. One of our big missions that we're focusing on right now is taking what God is doing within the four walls of our church, which is wonderful, and
sure.
Wanting to share that with the community, wanting to get out in the community, make an impact. A lot of the needs of the community really, I feel like, need to be met by churches. And we want to collaborate with as many as we can and just share the gospel, the truth, and really the life-changing truth of what God has for us.
And it's love behind everything, as we know, because
absolutely.
That is the central truth of the Bible, is a pure
yes.
love. And it is challenged, because yes. we were given that challenge. Well, we weren't, but we got it given to us.
That's right. As so, he was sent, so sent he us.
Yeah.
So I'm loving what you're saying. And part of it is saying that from your heart, and now we got to put our hearts out there and make it happen. You've got a special event coming up. And before I go any further, let's go ahead and let everybody know that Jared's here, too.
That's right.
And who is this fella to you?
He is an international evangelist, speaks all over the world. He is a great friend of mine. I've known his family for some time, and I'm good friends with his brother, who's also an international evangelist. But he's with us, doing a wonderful job, just got the heart of God, and really just has a burden for wherever he goes, just wanting to share this gospel. So, Jared, take it away.
Glad to hear from you, Jared. Thanks for making a stop, you international traveler, you.
That's right, man. I'm excited to be here today. It's so great to be with you and excited. Yeah, what we're going to do this weekend on Friday and Saturday there at the park, yeah, Riverside Park, if I'm correct. I'm not from here.
It's the park.
Yes, it's the
Everybody
park.
Everybody knew it was the
That's
park.
That's right. I'm from Spokane, Washington, is where I live.
How about that?
But I was a part of one of these services in St. Augustine, Florida, back in February, and we saw amazing things happen there. We seen God show up in a big way. We seen the blinded eye open. We seen 49 receive the Holy Ghost in 3 days, 25 being baptized there. And it was just incredible to see the community come together in St. Augustine, Florida. We're doing it here in Grants Pass, and we're going to see the same stuff. And I'm just excited to be a part of what God's doing here in Grants Pass.
I am right there with you, and welcome, and thank you for being a part of it. And part of it is we're reaching out. Other churches in this community are coming together as one body.
That's right.
Somehow I heard that's what we're supposed to do. But I love the response from all that hold the heart of
that's
the Lord.
Right.
And it's not just, yeah, this church doing that. We've done that all our lives. It's time to come together as a body of Christ. And that's what I'm feeling right now from you also. And before I forget, I was born in Spokane.
That's awesome.
My mom was born in Spokane.
Well, I was born in Oklahoma, but I reside in Spokane
it's
now.
It's too bad.
No, it's awesome. We love it. That's right.
But anyway, I actually really spent very little time there. I was the baby of the family, and so all my brothers and sisters were started they raising there. But I came along, I'm almost 10 years behind my oldest sibling. And mom was almost 41 when I was born at Sacred Heart Hospital in Spokane. So there's my story.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to it. But I still have it, a love in my heart because, of course, I visited relatives. And
there
it became,
you go.
That's where I started, was Spokane. So I'm glad you're there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city,
it's
beautiful
awesome.
Area.
If I could say one more thing,
please.
I just want to invite everyone that's listening, if you have a need in your life, it's physical, emotional, what it is, whatever it is, you need to come Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. And God's doing it. He's answering our prayers. And we've seen it. I've been here just a week now, with New Life Pentecost Church, and what we've seen in our services is just incredible. And we're going to expect the same thing there in the park.
I'm so glad to hear that, Jared.
Yes, sir.
You know, first of all, you start with that absolute confidence, commitment in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're going to bring.
Amen.
And that's Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. both. Am I right, Aaron?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And
that's at the Centennial Gazebo in Riverside Park.
Centennial Gazebo. We want to make sure everybody rallies there.
Yep.
And if you need a ride, just shout out. Somehow there's going to be a ride showing up.
We have a van going, picking people up.
Just had a feeling there just might be something like that happening.
You can find more information on New Life Pentecostal Instagram page also. There'd
okay.
be updated post all week okay. On what's going on
you
there.
You bet, and we'll follow up too. One thing I always ask when I bring community members in for a little spotlight like we're doing right here is let's do a follow-up. You may be shifting off to somewhere else in the world as soon as this is done, Jared,
yes, sir.
But I do invite you back if you've got a couple of days after and you're still hanging out. Maybe let's schedule just a little follow-up. And
that'd be awesome.
I really think it's something that's important.
Absolutely.
We don't often have people return, and that's just because everybody gets busy.
Yes, sir.
But I sincerely mean that.
You'll get tired of hearing me.
Oh, I love that. He's a true Pentecostal. Look
there you go.
He's going to get rolling here.
I'm a preacher. Put him in front of my face, I'll talk.
By golly. He can do it. And he might have picked a little bit up from his dad, but he's got his own.
That's right. He does.
I want to wish all of you at your church, okay, New Life Pentecostal, just a special blessed mission here. This short term, but it will be long term. But
thank
this
you.
Thing coming up is the start. And you as well, Jared, in your travels as well.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you came here. I'm glad you answered your calling. I'm glad you have a friendship, because that's what goes around the world, are those
yes,
friendships,
sir.
Too.
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling it from both of you. So let's recap again. That's coming up this Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. both days. And it is the Pavilion. The Centennial Pavilion?
It's the Centennial Gazebo.
Gazebo.
It's right there on Park Street.
Okay, Gazebo Pavilion, you know, we've got to be specific.
Yeah.
Gazebo has a different shape. Right there. Okay, so let's rally there and let's see what happens.
Amen.
That's one of my favorite. I give you an amen, too. Thank you, gentlemen, both.
Thank you.
Pleasure, honor to meet you both.
Glad to be here.
And
thank you so
looking
much.
Looking forward to shake your hands again. Stay right here. We've got a little commerce to take care of, more music. And anytime there's something good happening in this community, we want to be all over it as a voice for it.
When you hire a company,